Hey, thank you, people. Appreciate it. Hey, I need to clear up right away why I'm called White Pahoo Bob. Been a lot of loose chatter out there, a lot of talk. Let's put it to rest. I proclaimed myself, self-proclaimed, 10 years ago to be White Pahoo Bob. Now, how did I do that? What's the reasoning? I'll tell you three words. Artificial street cred. Not real street cred that you have to earn through deeds and reputation. Artificial street cred is you just sort of proclaim it, hope it sticks. Now, why would I do this? You got a name like Bob, kind of bland, right? But White Pahoo Bob, that's got a little pizzazz to it. For the gentlemen out there, are you going to want to mess with White Pahoo Bob or Bob? Now, Bob, probably a mild-mannered guy. White Pahoo Bob, that dude could be crazy. You got to watch him. Bob, he's not carrying any weapons. You know White Pahoo Bob's got a knife, and he'll cut you. He might even have a machete. That's a popular tool out of White Pahoo. For the ladies, who do you think would be a more exciting date, Bob or White Pahoo Bob? Think about it. I can tell you right now that White Pahoo Bob is probably the more vigorous lover with the largest boko, if you know what I mean. So, in summary, gentlemen, don't mess with White Pahoo Bob. And ladies, take a number and get in line. There's plenty of White Pahoo Bob to go around. Thank you very much. Now on to the important business of car bumper stickers. I saw a good one coming down there. It said, and are you ready for this? Moderate egg consumption is reasonable. That's a thinking man's bumper sticker, right? Moderate egg consumption is reasonable. Well, a lot of confusion about eggs. It's nutritional value. Should you eat it every day? Should you never eat eggs? Good cholesterol? Bad cholesterol? A lot of misinformation out here. Now this guy with his bumper sticker, and I'll call him a hero, he's making a stand. He's telling us moderate egg consumption is reasonable. And I gotta tip my hat to that fella. See, in general, I'm not a big bumper sticker guy, you know. Usually it's just people wanting to self-advertise, self-aggrandize, or some such. I mean, I don't really need to know if you got a middle schooler maybe on a roll, you're a golf nut, or you love French bulldogs, or whatever it is. I don't see the need for them. Myself, when I'm driving around, I'm just the opposite, man. I'm down low. Nothing to see here. Don't need to look at my car. Don't need to look at me. Excuse me, that was close up. I ate, I guess. But, yeah, I'll go up to the bumper stickers. Now, another popular thing I've seen on the back windows of cars, you've all seen them too, stick figure fan. You've seen it. Oh, look at that Honda CRV. That thing has got two parents, three children of descending height, a dog, and a cat. Ooh, wonder if baby's on board. I don't know. He ain't got a bumper sticker, so he looked me hanging. But, you know, again, I don't care what people want to do with their car. That's freedom of speech. But I can tell you, there are some people that don't like those stick figure families. I was at a Hickam Air Force Base last week, and I was in the base ops parking lot, and there was a truck. On his glass window on the back, he had a big stencil. Yeah, an F-16 making a strafing run, mowing down a stick figure family, sending them fleeing. Underneath it, it says, nobody cares about your stick figure
family. I need two Modellos.
I thought that was kind of harsh. What kind of guy puts that on his truck? What does he do on the weekends? Like, rolls around the H1, looks for a car with a stick figure family on it, then he maneuvers up front, gets in front of that car, makes sure they get a good hard look at his straight from F-16. That ain't right. That guy's kind of a dick. Anyways, another thing I see in the back of cars I don't really approve that much of course, it's free speech anyway. But somebody's got that stencil on the back window of some deceased man member. You know, it's got kind of got his obituary, something like Donnie Tufalo Ramirez, 1995. 2017, beloved son, cousin, uncle, father, lover, etc. Rest in peace, you know, have some flowery stuff around it. Not sure, I understand people want to, you know, remember their deceased ones, but does the general driving public have to be subject to it all the time? I don't think so. Matter of fact, I think some of these people are just being slick. They're trying to keep from getting tailgated. And it works for me, man. I back off those dudes. I don't want to run in the back. I change lanes. I get out of there. Now, what I don't mind is the little religious symbol, you know, that he is greater than I. It's got a little thing. I guess it's a Christian thing. I didn't know for a while. But, you know, that's cool. People driving that, they're just, a humble, pious person. That's cool. However, I have seen some religious bumper stickers that are a little more antagonistic. Saw one that said, God is greater than your God. Go Allah. Yeah. I don't think that's called for. You know what I mean? There's only going to be trouble. One thing I can say about that dude is, I hope he rear ends the Donnie Tufalo Ramirez rolling tombstone just so they can have some interesting conversations while they're waiting for the cops to come. I mean, that might lead to some hilarity. And that's what I don't know. Hey, people, I'm out. Again, I'm out popping by. Thank you,
Bob. Thank you, Bob. Thank you.